Good morning. Today is Monday, February the 29th, 60th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Mr. Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
We got lots of stuff to kick around. Oh, but before we do, have you found in the fine print book something of comment?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like this want to be delivered with full passion,
this,
wouldn't it?
This is by Unknown, and it says, a man in a passion rides a wild horse.
You know, that's probably about as descriptive of the political season as you could ever imagine.
Isn't that the case? Wow.
Yeah. Boy, things have changed since we talked last week.
I am so excited about things because a lot of things have crystallized that heretofore we hadn't had crystallize.
Are you surprised both ways? And probably not so much on the Democratic side as the Republican side. The base level of discussion that's been going on. You know, your grandmother wears army boots is probably the next one that's going to come out today with everybody shooting back and forth at each other instead of focusing on the traditional areas.
I wouldn't focus. I'm not focused on the level at which they're doing things. That's kind of a state of our society today. I mean, really, you can keep in mind in the year 2000 or something, we had sex acts by a married president with an unmarried young woman in the Oval Office. And things have devolved from there. So where we find ourselves is hardly what I'd call a shock. I think what's most interesting is, and it was crystallized by Jeff Sessions yesterday, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. And that is why what we're seeing is the gelling of a message for the movement.
How different would it be if it was someone other than a self-funding individual that was the messenger of change?
Well, certainly Trump is a master marketer. Anyone who calls him a clown or ignoramus obviously doesn't know or understand him. He has figured out that earned media, which is free media, is more valuable than all the ad dollars you can spend. And so what he's done is he's broken the consultant model. And I know the model. I know the Karl Rove, the Steve Schmitz, these other guys, and they are a conscienceless group who think they have a model, and they have a model that will lose. And so consequently, the model's being changed. Trump has done it. I have said to you on this show, I believe we're in a post-monetary period for politics, and I think we're headed in that direction at warp speed, and boy, they're mad.
We'll talk about who's mad. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, so if things are changing, whether the model is being changed or whether this is an aberration, the consultants, the guys that get paid for this kind of stuff to do the focus groups, to talk to the various candidates, to work this area, and this is what they do as a living, were they caught with their shorts down on this?
Yes, but Brian, really, this has caused a big analysis. And the analysis, in my mind, goes like this. If you're a conservative, you've been dependent upon by the consultant class, no different than the African for the Republicans, no different than the African Americans have been for the Democrats. In other words, you're dependable. We'll pat you on your head. Now do what you think is right.
We'll go after the other guys and try to bring them into the stable.
Yeah, but you're going to do it our way. Yeah. And what we're saying, and you know, the conservatives, what are we thinking? We're thinking, boy, this gay marriage thing wasn't right. This immigration law, what are you talking about immigration? I'm having a problem. I can't get an increasing salary because you keep bringing in people at a lower salary level to displace my job. Not very happy about the status of what you guys believe versus what I believe to the Republican establishment. We get patted on the head. Take it or leave it. This is the way it is. And what you're seeing now is a whole repositioning and saying, hey, guys, whereas the African Americans haven't awakened, they will at some point to the Democrats. The Democrats are going to have consultant class are going to have the same pain,
just a different.
But
flavor.
But they do have the benefit on that side of disproportionately receiving government benefits. But the conservatives we've been pushed to this point. They made us do this. They made us make Trump. And if it wasn't Trump, it was going to be someone else. And now it's gotten away from them. But we have been dependent. The religious have been dependent upon the Republicans. And I just don't think it's going to continue. I think it's flipped on its ear.
Do you think we're going to see something akin to a redefinition of the Republican Party? Or is this a third party? You know, Levin will talk an awful lot about constitutionalists.
I don't think Levin
is it.
Levin is on to the Constitution. The problem is we have four Supreme Court justices now who really don't believe in the Constitution.
Who aren't? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to get into Scalia because I know you got comments there. I just was thinking more base or
on the rule
basic
of law.
Definition well, what conservative is, and it ain't necessarily Republican.
You're right. And that is what I've been trying to say, is the Republican establishment is not conservative. The conservatives have been a subset of the Republicans. And what you're seeing is the conservatives now saying, okay, Republicans, you're going to be a subset of us, or we're not going to play. We sat out in the McCain election. We sat out in the Romney election. And why people in the consultant class are so horrified is because the turnout for Trump is going to be enormous. No one's talking turnout. Hillary is not engendering much support. She will not engender a big turnout. And even with a big turnout, the white conservative male and female is going to show, and Trump will blow everybody away. I don't see any other solution now.
Now, there's a lot of discussion that in households, the guys are going for Trump, the gals are not.
Boy, that's not
fiction,
my
fiction, urban legend.
That's not my household.
Outside of the Arkley household. Is there some, and you can throw Papstein in there too. Is there truth to that, or is that just kind of a isolated examples that are being highlighted?
I think we're seeing so much anecdotal information now rather than statistically solid information. You have Rove trying to say one thing, and you have Medved, your guy, saying another. I don't think women are much different than men. Basically, conservative senses have been offended for long enough. Trump will at least be a loud voice for us. And do I think he'll turn liberal? No, I don't think he'll turn liberal. Will he be as conservative as we want? No. But will he fight for some things we believe in? Yes. And the Republican establishment has not done so.
So where are, let's just say that there are two left, as a, probably after tomorrow night it will be. Rubio and Cruz, do they, it seems to me that there's almost deer in the headlights, that they really don't know what's going on and are unable to tap into it or to get out of their own way sometimes.
Well, Rubio, I've long said, is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Cruz is. Rubio is not a conservative. He's an pragmatist. And Cruz is a conservative. There's no deer in the headlights. Cruz's problem is he doesn't fundamentally like people. I mean, he's smarter than they are. He believes he's smarter than they are. Rubio right now is just saying whatever the wind blows. I mean, never forget, and the conservatives don't forgive him, for the Gang of Eight on immigration.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley, Talk Shop presented by Redeck and CDH Painting. Rob, as you're looking at the way that the Chief Justice story, I guess it would be the story, whether it's Scalia himself.
No. He wasn't a CJ. He was just Justice.
Right, okay. And the way it's been talked about. The fact that the Supreme Court is even being discussed now, finally, appellate court judges. I mean, it's like the judicial system is being discussed now and the importance of it again. What sense do you have with this? Is it going to be a bloodbath? Is it going to be, as Vice President Biden had talked about, the next guy's choice or next gal's choice, depending on which way that one falls? Is it something that's going to be pushed through like Harry Reid's talking about? That's good this time, but not when Bush was going out. All this stuff is up in the air. It seems to me like there's some parallels with what we talked about in the first half of the show with the national presidential campaign, what's right, what's wrong, what's happening, and the selection process of the next justice.
Well, I have confidence that Senator McConnell will do nothing on a new nomination. Obama will make it as politically unpalatable as possible. Sandoval, whom they floated and was encouraged not to take the position, is a pro-life Republican. He was not a great judge.
Do you need to be a judge to be on the Supreme Court?
No, you do not. I mean, Scalia proved that point ably. And Obama doesn't want balance on the Supreme Court. That's the last thing he wants. He wants to recreate this country, and you know, in some ways, he's being quite successful. And if he can stack the Supreme Court, he'll do it. Because you notice, everyone talks about the conservative bloc. Does anyone talk about the liberal bloc? I mean, the mindless people who go along there, from Sotomayor to Kagan to Breyer to Ginsburg. Of course not. Well, hell, they're a solid bloc. Republicans, conservatives, tend to be more rancorous. We gave you, no question about it, Obamacare. or SCOTUS care, as Justice Scalia used to talk about. God rest his soul.
So as, because it's a swing position, it's going to get a lot more attention, obviously, than if it was just backfilling and it was in the minority of the justices. Should it be done before the next president is seated?
Not in this case. You wanted an honest answer.
Well, forget the parentheses and the letter after the name of whoever's in. Does it make sense? I mean, it would seem to me, it's like budgets to me. You know, the next guy's coming in, he's going to have to run it, and it doesn't matter if it's at the local level or the national level. It's their budget. You know, why would I want to either handicap or even think that I would know what they wanted? Let's let them have some determination in the new budget. Okay, now it happens to be in the middle of the budget year, so you can't really do that one. But for anybody, it would be like the sitting president to select the cabinet for the incoming president. You know, while it may feel good at certain times and feel horrid at other times, it just doesn't seem like that is the normal right thing to do, so to speak.
Well, you're right. And but Obama doesn't care. Obama is totally results-oriented. He has an average voter. An Obama voter has statistically a 15-point lower IQ than a Republican voter. That is enormous. And so Obama wants to win by any means necessary. And he plays to his crowd. He says things that are patently wrong and is never called on it. I get that. Do I wish it were not that way? Yes, but it is. So we can complain about it or deal with it practically. When you deal with it practically, what's the one thing you do? Don't give him the crack. And that's what we're doing.
So as you're looking at whether it's that or how everything is playing out now on a national basis, it's only going to get hotter. The temperature is only going to get more.
Really? I don't think so. I think...
You think once the determination is
Brian,
post-convention?
Let's go through... Nah.
You don't think we're going to see fireworks?
This. I think the gaming out is, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to beat Trump at this point. And they're going to throw everything they have at him. But well before the convention, and I'm saying within a month, it's going to be obvious he's the nominee, and he's going to shift his guns on Hillary, and he's going to take her out totally. She cannot – Hillary is a lot –
Pre-convention.
Yeah. I think Hillary is a lot of things, but no one's going to accuse her of A, being ethical, or B, being terribly bright. Because if you're bright, you don't do these things. Or if she's so arrogant, she thinks she can get away with it. But you're going to be dealing with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump will get on the air for free and savage her. She's going to rough her up. And I think he will win, and I think he'll win going away.
KINS, News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, so as this plays out, the presidential race, the selection process, got the next couple of months as it's working its way through. If some of the investigations that are being talked about with Hillary Clinton do come to fruition, and depending on what side you're listening to, you know, you can hear what the percentage of likelihood it is. If she decides not to continue.
How would that happen? This is a person who has wanted to be president before Bill was. I mean, she's so entitled, so feels it's hers.
But at some point, even somebody...
Not a chance. You think
never see the writing on the wall?
I think she is blinded by power. She is blinded by ambition.
So she will be.
She is unconscious right now.
She is the nominee then?
Yes.
Okay. Against Trump?
Yes.
Are we going to hear 4 or 5 months of just cannonading from one side
to
the other?
I know Hillary's playbook. Hillary's playbook is I'll bring everyone together and we're going to say no. Then she's going to say, I'm a woman. This is really hard. She might even cry. That's not right. Then we're going to say Donald's a bully and you women, this is the kind of bullying you've had to put up throughout history.
Like that line that happened a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Can you not vote for a woman?
Yeah.
If you're a female?
Well.
Boy, that one probably didn't resonate well in the Arkley household either, huh?
Well, a lot of things she's doing don't resonate well in the Arkley household. And I think these younger generation of women don't like her. I mean, you don't bring out Gloria Steinem. Facelift, please. I mean, what? She is so old and so unattractive.
It seems a couple of generations ago rather than contemporary.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that Trump is hitting on, the fact that it's today?
I think
it is. It's not. I mean, I've never heard him talk about Reagan. Everybody else talks about Reagan.
No, he just stole his moniker or his theme,
yeah.
His hat. Let's make America great again.
You don't have to say it to do it.
No, I think Trump is after they're after the same voter, by the way. But I think Trump's messaging is slightly different. Seeing Mitt Romney, who we all supported going up the thing, taking shots at him the way he is. I mean, Mitt.
Sour grapes?
No, worse than that. That guy didn't defend himself one bit. Took the bullets. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Didn't even complain with a smile. And now didn't defend himself, didn't defend us. And now takes shots at Trump. Well, that's crystallizes why we conservatives despise the Republican establishment.
Will the Republican establishment, whoever they are, adjust to this or not?
Change is slow.
There you go.
So we will see.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone, you'll see you then.